The death toll from Sunday's avalanche in the French Alps has risen to six, including two mountain guides, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The prosecutor's office in Bonneville, in the Haute-Savoie region, says the most recent body was found after searches resumed on Monday morning, while the prefecture of the region added one person has been sent to hospital with minor injuries and eight other people were found unharmed. No details have been provided on the identity of the victims. The National Weather Service had not issued a specific avalanche warning, assessing the risk as limited. The avalanche on Sunday rolled down a glacier in the Haute-Savoie, almost 20 miles southwest of Chamonix. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue workers on Monday recovered another two bodies from the rubble of a collapsed building in France's Marseille, bringing the confirmed death toll to five, with another three people still missing. More than 24 hours after an explosion at the building where residents reported a strong smell of gas, dozens of civil defense staff and sniffer dogs were working through the debris where a fire still smoldered. The deputy mayor of the Mediterranean port city had said rescue workers still hope to find survivors. The fire under the rubble has made it hard for the dogs to detect more victims or survivors. In the eastern U.S. state of Virginia, a grand jury indicted the mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The 25-year-old is facing charges of felony child neglect and endangering a child by reckless storage of a firearm. The boy shot his first-grade teacher, Abby Zwerner, in January inside her classroom at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Her lawyer says she plans to turn herself in later this week. After the shooting, the family said the boy has an acute disability that required a parent being with him in class every day. A parent was not with him on the day of the shooting. I'm Ed Donahue.